Just quickly, if you've got a question you would like answered on this show, then head over to @AshBorland on Instagram and drop me a direct message. I answer questions from people all the time on this show, and it's one of my favorite things to do every single morning before I start my day. So if you've got a question within marketing or sales or processes within financial services, then drop me a DM @AshBorland on Instagram, or ashborland.com/Instagram, and it'll redirect you there, and I will answer the question on the show when we get around to it. Anyway, let's get into this episode. So in this episode, we're looking at the question, which is how can content marketing elevate a mortgage broker's business, which is a great question, actually, and one that many people ask. So it's quite a simple structure, really. Content marketing can elevate your mortgage business because it will make you relevant. So if we think about the busy world that we're in today, we think about how the digital world has completely changed, that realistically, the massive amount of mortgage brokers that are out there now need to be online. And if you've built a business previously that was all offline, which, by the way, good for you if you have, that's absolutely great, and word of mouth and referral, then more power to you. But the problem you have is that you are consistently and progressively becoming irrelevant. And as the years go by, you will start to find that it's going to start to dry up, especially in mortgage services, because if you think your clients, the clients you work with, they are people who are, their mortgages are naturally decreasing. Obviously, it doesn't stack up if you are working in the buy-to-let space, but then it's a whole other ball game. But if you're working in the residential, more like mortgage space, then the reality is, over time, those mortgages are going to get smaller and smaller, and your client pool is going to get smaller and smaller. And if you have a team you're trying to feed, or then fine. But the vast majority of people who listen to me on my podcast and on this show, you're not in that situation. You're maybe in the industry a couple of years, maybe you're just qualified, maybe you've been doing it for about 10 years, but you still got a good 30 years left in you in regards to doing this as your career, then chances are you need to be online and you need to start to make content, because this is going to make you relevant in the new digital era. This is going to make you relevant to people when they actually search for you, because people now use the internet like the yellow pages, and that's where they look. So if your footprint, your digital footprint, is not anywhere, no one can see you, then it's going to become a really big problem. And that problem means that people won't work with you because there's no trust factor there. We need to be demonstrating the type of content online that shows that you are an expert. Now, this doesn't mean you have to be dancing on TikTok and shaking around and doing everything you want. You literally just have to show the following four things. Now, you need to show, the first thing you want to be showing is you need to be showing what is known as competency of, so I'll call it C, knowledge, okay? So competency of knowledge. Cannot spell at all, so this is going to be great. So competency of knowledge is the first thing you want to be showing, okay? And this means that you can, this is like you talk the talk. Okay, so you talk the talk. And you do this, by the way, by creating content that is sharing around yourself, that is sharing about information. This is the how-to videos. So this is the educational piece. That's the first thing, type of content that's going to elevate you. The second type of content you need to create is competency of implementation. Okay, now competency of implementation is walk the walk. So this is the content that you use to walk the walk. This is the stuff that you effectively are showing that you create results. Now, what type of content would this be? This is stuff that is results driven. So this is someone has just had their mortgage offered, someone has completed. And by the way, I break this down massively in more depth in the blueprint. So in the mortgage marketing blueprint has all of this broken down in significantly more depth than it is in this episode. But I just need to go through it briefly for you. But you can go and get that for free. It's literally ashborland.com/blueprint, or it's in all of the show notes and links in the descriptions everywhere you are now. You can get them wherever you want. So you need to show competency of implementation. Then the third one you need to show is social proof. And when you show social proof, gonna get that out, then this is effectively demonstrating that other people think you're good at the job. This is saying that you are somebody that other people think is good. Okay, different to implementation, which is results, that's you're demonstrating you're good. Social proof is other you demonstrating other people think you're good. And then the fourth one you have to have is active. Okay, and this is that you are currently active in the space. You are currently creating content. You're currently doing business. This is very important to demonstrate, because if you're not currently active online through content marketing, through awareness, then what people will think is, are they still in business? And this is the old school like thought process around this. People go, no, of course they know. They don't know. People don't know, so don't assume people know anything. The chances are that they, if they can't ascertain very quickly from your content that you are somebody that is currently in business, that they do think that you have the knowledge, you have the proof of implementation, you have the social proof that other people like you, they won't work with you. Okay. And this is the four things you need to focus on for content marketing in order to elevate your business. So to answer the question of how can content marketing elevate your business as a mortgage broker, it can make you an authority and can make you relevant in this day and age, but you need all four of these elements. And if you have all four of these elements, you will start to be successful online. It may take some time, obviously, but if you're somebody who's sitting on your laurels, you believe that it's not how we used to always do it, then I'm here to tell you that what you did will not get to you where you want to go next. The great Eric Hoffer quote I love, which is, in a world of change, the learners shall inherit the earth, whereas the learned will be perfectly equipped for the world that no longer exists. And that is this quote right here. Do not fall into this trap. Get online, start building a brand, start building authority. You need to do it. It's a necessity now in today's day and age. If you've got a question that you would answer on the show, by the way, then head over to ashborland.com/question and I will answer any questions you have here on the show. That's part of the games, and I will see you in the next episode. Okay, bye. So if you have ever got any value from the content I create, from this podcast to my Instagram content to the free mortgage marketing blueprint that I update every single year, and you would like to show your appreciation completely for free, then it would mean the world to me if you head over to LinkedIn and leave me a recommendation. Let me know your feedback on what you've got from the show. It's wonderful to hear how this stuff is affecting and helping brokers in the real world. Head over to ashborland.com/LinkedIn and it will redirect you there. We need to be connected. So if we're not connected already, drop me a connection request. And if we are, just click on the button at the top and click recommendation or recommend, and do fill out the rest. And it would, like I said, it really would mean the world. Anyway, let's get on to the next episode.